You see, the terrible thing about being in love with a married man is the fact that you can't see him when you really want to, and that can get to you sometimes. Late in the midnight hour, when you really feel like you need a little love and the man ain't nowhere around, and that can get to you sometimes. You really feel like you need someone to hold on to. The man ain't nowhere around, and that can really get to you sometimes. But what gets to you most of all is when the holidays roll around. You gotta always be by yourself, 'cause that's the time when the families get together. All the in-laws come to visit, so he has to stay home and play the part of the good and faithful husband. But I ain't worried about it, 'cause I found out that when a man starts tipping away from home, somebody at home is falling down on the home front. That's because when these women marry these men, they have a tendency to take advantage of them. They forget about all the sweet things they say to get them, that they have to keep on saying them to keep them. 'Cause you got a whole lot of women out there these days, just like me, who'll tell a man anything in the world he feel like he might wanna hear. I know, 'cause I'm going with a married man. And last New Year's Eve, I was lonesome as a Mickey Ficky. But J1, the man, came on in like he was supposed to. And I didn't mind waiting that one day, 'cause anything worth having is worth waiting on. So when the man came in, J1, I was right there waiting on him to tell him all them sweet things I know his wife hadn't told him over the holidays. And you can think of a whole lot of good stuff to tell a nigga when you're by yourself. So the minute my man came in the door, J1, I started laying it on him. I said, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. My baby. You the sweetest thing I know. Yes, you are. You dim the rainbow's glow. Yes, you do, baby. There ain't no power, no power, no power on this earth to ever, oh Lord, separate us, baby. 'Cause you are my sunshine, the only little sunshine. You are my sunshine, my sunshine. Yes, baby, I can't help but love you, baby. I love you, baby. I couldn't give up if I wanted to. You know, I don't want to leave you with a one-sided conception over this day. Anyone out there in my shoes this evening, I want you to know what I'm talking about. I want you to know that there's two sides to this thing. There's a good side to being in love with a married man, and I like it. 'Cause you see, when you're going with a married man, he can come over 2 or 3 times and we can give you a little bit. That means you're 2 up on the wife already, 'cause once you marry one, you don't get it but once a week. Another sweet thing is, on payday he can come over and give you a little bread, and I like that. But the sweetest thing about the whole situation is the fact that when you go to the laundromat, you don't have to wash nobody's funky drawers but your own. And I like it like that. situation just the way it is. And to make sure it stays like that, when my man come over them 2 or 3 times a week to give me my peace, I set the clock so he can get up and go home on time. Don't want him to be late. Sometimes it be kind of hard for me to do, but I force myself anyway. I tell him, listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Listen to the clock on the wall right now, baby. Tick on clock. Listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Oh, forget about the clock on the wall.